This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A tip led to a raid in India where a hospital was selling babies. Arrests have been made alleging that at least some of the sales were connected with slavery or the slave trade for prostitution. It remains difficult for many to assess the distinction between the sale of abortion remains or the sale of children as chattel. One family paid to swap children to get the desired combination of boys and girls in their family. Ted Cruz is showing no desire to become Donald Trump's running mate should Trump take the GOP nomination. He says if Trump is the nominee, Hillary wins. Furthermore, Senator Cruz says that if Hillary wins, her policy will provide abortion with no limits up to the moment of delivery. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. Churchinneed.org. A new poll shows over half of respondents disagree with the treatment offered to the Little Sisters of the Poor. Only a third of Americans think the White House is treating the Little Sisters of the Poor fairly. Carl Anderson, whose Knights of Columbus funded the survey, says the White House position is at odds with American understanding of basic fairness, protecting religious views of all, especially those with minority beliefs. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.